Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's been an excruciatingly long 18 years. But finally, you're in the win column. Finally, you can beat your chest around the water cooler. Finally, not the Rock. The Commanders are back. And they took Tampa by storm. 23-20, the final score last night. As you know, Zane Gonzalez, as you heard, with the walk-off winner. Stoink! And somehow, some way, as they have for much of the year, the good karma / football gods shining on the Washington Commanders. A team that was kicked in the nuts so many times by themselves for so many years and by others, but mostly by themselves, has had the most incredible streak of good fortune. And before you go and say, oh, wait a second, he's chalking it up to all luck and not how good we are and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. No. Every good team, every great team, see the Kansas City Chiefs, see the Capitals when they won a Stanley Cup in 2018, see the Nationals when Howie Kendrick's opposite field seventh inning home run to break a 2-2 tie goes doink off the fair pole, not the foul pole, the fair pole in Houston. Every good team, every great team, every championship team needs good fortune, needs luck. So, yes, we can all be responsible adults and say, they're a fortunate team right now. They're blessed. They're in some ways lucky, many ways maybe. They're also very good. A 13th win last night. And I will, instead of putting my left hand back up, I'll put my right hand up. And yes, I used deodorant this morning. Smart idea. Took a shower as well. I'll put my right hand up and say I was wrong on my game prediction. I thought the Tampa Bay Buccaneers would win by a field goal. I was correct in the way that many of you judge things based on the bet or the pick or the prediction with the number. The Commanders obviously not only covered, but they won outright. So I was correct partially. I was wrong partially.
Your bet was right. Your thought was wrong.
Yeah. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, honestly, if they don't throw up all over themselves a couple of times, probably don't lose that game. The Commanders pounced when they had to. And the Commanders did not everything right, but enough right to get just enough. In a lower scoring game than anybody would have thought, including myself, I thought 30-27, 33-30. lack of possessions, long drives, a 17-play, 92-yard, 9-minute and 8-second touchdown drive for the Commanders, spanning the first quarter into the second quarter and ending in De'Ami Brown's hands from Jaden Daniels to give the Commanders a 7-3 lead. We should have known then, did not know if it would hold up, that that game, and I would be willing to bet, the Commanders, who had 8 total possessions, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who had 7 total possessions, I'd be willing to bet that 15 total possessions in a playoff game is maybe not a record, but it's pretty damn close. Pretty damn close. Absolutely incredible how that game script played out. And we're here to talk about it with you at 301-230-0980. Now, I see the lines already lighting up. Maddie will get you screened in if you are good. We'll get you aboard. We ask you and beg you to be as quick as possible. I will try and trim up my thoughts as much as possible. We have, obviously, the week. They're heading to Detroit. It is a Motown Monday. We do Motown Monday each and every Monday. It just so happens that, literally, they are heading to Motown this Friday for a divisional playoff game against the high-powered 15-win, one-seed Detroit Lions. So now here we are, and we say, well, how did it happen? And obviously, when you start to put this game into crystallization form, if you will, it's because Zane Gonzalez doinks one off the somewhat inner portion of the right upright, as opposed to maybe hitting it absolutely square on or on a flipping diagonal, if you will, or doesn't hit it on the right side and it trickles away. And could you imagine what the storyline would have been if Zane Gonzalez missed a 37-yard field goal with the game on his foot, and they lost? Now, they wouldn't have lost right then and there, but what if they lost in overtime? Could have happened. Could you imagine what the storyline would be? But here's the good news, boys and girls. Don't have to worry about that. They won. Don't have to worry about that. Well, I mean, you should worry about it, but you don't have to worry that they're not going to win, because they did. And obviously, you start with, in totality, Jaden Daniels. 24 of 35, 268, 2 touchdowns, no picks, no fumbles, no turnovers as a team. 13 carries, 36 yards, only a long of 8. But let me tell you, that 3rd-and-2 scramble, with his towel being ripped and basically wrapped up behind the line of scrimmage, trying desperately to get away towards the sideline, and then not only gets away, but has the football IQ and mentality to turn it upfield, knowing that he needs a first down so that, yes, A, they can get a couple more yards, B, so that it's not a, I don't know, 45-yard field goal, whatever it would have been, for Zane Gonzalez instead of a 37-yard field goal. That right there, that one play, amongst all the other plays, is the stuff of legends. That's why he's the man. That's why he's the dude. That's why he's him. Jaden Daniels, on 3rd-and-2 from the Tampa 19, again, gets 4 yards, but was 7 yards behind the line of scrimmage at one point. So if he gets taken down and the Tampa defender, who had been causing all sorts of problems all night long, not Yaya Diaby, Clancy, if he takes Jaden Daniels down for a loss at the point where he grabs his towel, that's not only ball and first down at the Tampa 15, which is where Jaden Daniels got it, but that's a 6-7 yard loss. So we're looking at the ball at the 25 or 26. And now we're talking about, again, instead of ultimately a 37-yard field goal, we're talking about a 43, 44-yarder. And the reason why it was even a 37-yard field goal, which was way too far for my liking, is because somehow, some way, Jaden Daniels on the kneel down, after they got the first down, lost 4 yards. I don't know how they lost 4 yards, but they lost 4 yards. And Zane Gonzalez had to kick a 37-yarder instead of a 33-yarder. And even that would have been heart in your throat. But think about that. Think about that. If that first down does not happen, if Jaden Daniels doesn't break free, and not just runs out of bounds because, hey, I made a play. I didn't get sacked. Yay. But turns north and gets the first down and gets 4 yards and essentially closes a window of 11 yards on the play. If he doesn't do that, what happens to that kick? Maybe it goes off the wrong side of the upright. Maybe it goes wide right. Maybe, just maybe. Jaden Daniels, for everything that you want to say about him throughout the game, and there's a lot to say, that one play, third and two from the Tampa 19 for plus 4 yards, because of the way it developed and what could have happened, what didn't happen, what almost happened, Might be. Now, it will not draw the same highlights as the Terry McLaurin bomb on Monday Night Football in Week 3, as the Hail Mary in Week 7 against the Bears. It will not draw the game winner against the Eagles, the overtime strike to get them into the playoffs to Ertz. But that's a top 5 play on the year. That play might be. Even more important than what preceded it, which was a fourth and goal touchdown to Terry McLaurin. That play. Because think about it. Not only is it a superhuman effort, but it also was needed. Because again, if he doesn't close that gap of the 7 yards that he was back behind the line of scrimmage on the scramble, and still get 4 positive yards on top of that, so a window of 11 yards, Zane Gonzalez's field goal probably goes off the wrong side of the upright. Or maybe it goes wide of the upright. We don't know. We'll never truly know. But if that doesn't happen, that makes that instantly a top 5 play on the year. That's how important that was. That's how superhuman it was. And again, that's preceded by the absolute dart that Jaden Daniels throws on 4th and 2 from the Tampa 5 to Terry McLaurin. After the turnover on the botched snap handoff, Baker Mayfield, Jalen McMillan, the Commanders, who had just previously gone for it from first and goal at the 1 and went 4 straight plays and went and NFL officiating at somehow, they always find a way to miss the most obvious blown call. They missed one terribly, right in clear view on Zach Ertz at the goal line or just south of the goal line. But nevertheless, the Commanders went out from first and goal and got nothing. And then they get the fortunate break on the turnover. What they had been aching for all game, what they have needed more of all year. Baker Mayfield, Jalen McMillan fumble at the 12-yard line or thereabouts, touched, recovered by Bobby Wagner at the Tampa Bay 13. Jaden up the middle, no gain on first down. A short pass to De'Ami Brown inside the 10 for 4 yards. Another short pass to Austin Ekeler on third and 6 for 4, setting up the 4th and 2, and then Jaden connects. And Terry McLaurin's there. And we're going to talk about all of it, but those two plays symbolize everything that win was about. And really, three plays, because if you take the Bobby Wagner turnover, which sets that up, but those two offensive plays, the 4th and 2 touchdown to McLaurin, and the 3rd and 2 scramble by Jaden late, symbolizes everything. Everything. And listen, here's another thing. I know some of you are annoyed that Dan Campbell... I knew I was going to do that.
It was only a matter of time.
Dan Campbell Jr., Dan Quinn, DQ, who had onions, Vidalia onions, baby, and grapefruits, sweet Florida grapefruits all night long and for a large part of the year. And he put them both on the damn table and he said, I'll show you, Todd Bowles. You want aggressive? I'll show you an offensive blitz, you. I'll show you. And Dan Quinn, despite being denied twice already on 4th down and once on the previous drive, moments before, in which they got no points and didn't close a 17-13 gap, Dan Quinn says,
bring your ass.
Bleep it. I'm going for it again on 4th and 2 from the Tampa 5. Think about the stones that your head coach had to have.
Sure.
Now, we're killing him if that doesn't go down the way it does. Right? If they fall short for a second drive on 4th and goal, people are beside themselves. Why did he keep turning away for points? Why? Made it 20-17. The field goal would have only made it 17-16 in either scenario. Remember that. Would not have tied the game. Would not have given them the lead. Would have only made it 17-16. And my guess is, without knowing, because I didn't listen to Dan Quinn after the game last night, I don't need to. I don't care. My guess is, because it wouldn't have tied up the game or it wouldn't have given them the lead, he thought he had to go for it. And he thought, if I bypass the opportunity to get a touchdown here, even though the last one didn't work, it should have worked, right? They should have had a holding or a defensive pass interference, should have been 1st and goal at the 1. It wasn't, because NFL officiating sucks and is dumb, blind, and stupid. I'm going to go for it because if I get it, it's going to give me the lead. And I'm going to put the pressure right back on them. Legend of Jaden, the stones, the grapefruits, and the Vidalia onions of Dan Quinn. And the Commanders are heading to Motown.